This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Good day. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden in the studio. The great Al Peterson. I love that name. There's a great, nobody knows who he is. There are two Al Petersons.
That's a radio name, isn't it?
It is a good radio name. Al Peterson. He's got that voice. Where is? Give him a microphone for a second. Let everybody hear his voice.
Here, Al, walk. Oh, here, just come over.
Al, I want everybody to hear your voice. Let's do your best radio.
Good.
That was awesome. Everything good, man.
Yeah, right. Okay, get lost, will you, please? There's another Al Peterson that does a trade publication. Good guy as well. All right, so I have a news for you. This is big. Dr. Ken Kronos has the Ebola news for us in a moment, so I don't have to do that. I found a unique way to kill a fly just a minute ago.
Really?
Yep.
Slap him with two pieces of pizza and eat him?
Well, that's, you're warm, actually. Rich
really?
McFadden, Ken Kessler, General Horn. I was fixing Charlotte's breakfast.
See?
And I give her some yogurt. And there was a fly in her dish.
There you go.
So I took the yogurt and threw it at the fly. The fly didn't move fast enough, so I got it. And the fly smothered or drowned or whatever. What was, extinguished by the yogurt. So that's for all of you who are frustrated with all the flies around and the fly sort of doesn't work. Next time you have a fly problem, get some yogurt.
Wow.
Get rid of the flies with
that's
yogurt.
That's kind of a new age Taekwondo kind of move.
You will not hear Don Imus talking about that. I guarantee you that.
You're right. Sure.
Okay, here's my next question. Jennifer.
Doug.
I was trying to cut a mango, and I don't know how to do it.
Ah.
I have some mango.
Oh, I do?
Really?
Yeah, I think you cut them in half, and then you score it.
Score it. What does that mean,
yeah,
score?
You know, like you do little blocks, but you don't cut all the way through the mango. You actually just score it. You almost cut it all the way, and you do it like in four on one, you know, horizontally and four on the vertically.
Really?
That's not my house.
And then you kind of pop it inside out and dump them all off into your bowl.
That is not how my South American wife cuts them.
How is she?
Whatever. Rich always trying to be a topper.
They just, they kind of slice them from the top, take slices from the top.
Really?
Yeah, so like.
Around and around they go.
They'll score a little bit off the top, then score and go around and going around.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put salt and lemon on them.
Yummy.
Baby.
All right, let's talk about scandals in the news.
Scandals.
Hundreds of University of North Carolina school athletes, Kenny, apparently got A's and B's. Was it like that when you were there? Did you go to South Carolina or North Carolina?
I went to North Carolina State.
Ah, not the University of North Carolina.
No.
So you didn't have the...
I hated those guys.
Did you really? Well, apparently somebody's got an in for them, because now this is a big national story. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of athletes, both current and past, apparently got a pass for experiencing or for helping the school do well in athletics. They got A's and B's in bogus classes. This is for the last 20-some-odd years, boys and girls.
But I thought this was, I didn't think any of it was current. I thought all of it was like a decade or 2 decades old.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that.
Over 2 decades,
yeah. 2 decades, over there, 2 decades.
You know, this is no shock. I don't know why this is a big story.
Well, how do you think of that? You think all schools do this?
I know all schools. Dexter Manley could not read. He came out after his professional career. He was caught during an interview on an airplane with a reporter. He admitted to her that he couldn't read.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just between me and you, and then she printed it, and it became this huge thing. Yeah. And he basically came out and said, I went all the way through high school and college on my football merits and never learned to read.
Really?
And he took reading classes, you know, after he was out of the NFL. Mm. So,
well.
But this is talking, this is 1993 to 2011.
Yeah. So there's that. Then there's the high school that had the hazing going on, the footballers, now not only has the team been suspended, apparently, whilst the administration was looking at it, well, it wasn't the coaches, but apparently the coaches knew what was going on, so they get fired. And now, what is going on in South Carolina, North Carolina? There's a high school football coach who was fired after he permitted a post-game celebratory ritual involving a watermelon last week. And because somebody got a hold of the story and right away it became a racial issue, he got canned. There was a parent who reported the so-called watermelon ritual to the school board this week, and they launched an investigation and fired school coach. Players would gather in a circle, smash the watermelon, while others were either standing in a group or locking arms and making chanting sounds described as ooh, ooh, ooh. The school superintendent said the noises were monkey sounds. The watermelon was decorated with the caricatures drawn with Sharpie markers. The president of the local branch of the NAACP said the organization supported the school's decision to fire the coach.
How do you get away with that? What football team anywhere in America doesn't have a black guy on it?
Yeah. Well, especially in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Right?
I can't even fathom how you would get away with anything like this.
Really, really weird.
Apparently been going on for a while, and it just now is out.
You can't convince me that this whole football team is white guys.
It's all white, exactly.
There's no way.
Kenny, when you were in school in the Carolinas, you have mostly black players in the football team?
No, I'm not saying mostly black. I'm just saying...
I would think in those areas it would be.
Find a
football team. I would just think there'd be one. Yeah, one person.
Anywhere.
Yeah. And if you don't find them, what kind of racial prejudice is that?
I mean, there are like places in Wyoming. Yeah, I mean, I've talked to people in Wyoming that say that didn't have any black kids in their school, but I can't imagine in the Carolinas or here in the Mideast or in the Mid Atlantic.
The Mideast. Where are you in Iraq?
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with the Ebola update. In just a matter of moments, do you believe the president says the president is saying that we've turned the tide in the Ebola fight? You believe that? Let's find out what Dr. Ken thinks in a moment here on Good Day.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't wanna know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Can our pets get Ebola? Here are the facts. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the news surrounding the Ebola outbreak, it's sometimes hard to separate fact from fiction. Dr. Ron DeHaven, CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, is here to set the record straight.
The chance of a dog or a cat being exposed to the Ebola virus in the United States is extremely low, just as the risk is extremely low for people in the U.S. There have actually been no reports of dogs or cats getting sick from Ebola.
Doctor, should we be worried?
This particular situation, as it is in the United States, is reason for caution and concern, but certainly not a reason for panic. We have appropriate measures in place, and the incidence in a couple of people does not put the population at large at risk. So it's time to be cautious, but no time for panic.
For more information about Ebola and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org/Ebola.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Joining us now on Good Day is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the medical experts on the program. He and I share a couple of hours together with you every weekend, the Good Day Health Weekend Update, with lots of live calls, questions, emails. Dr. Ken updates us on the latest medical news. Are you agreeing with the president that we need to be cautiously optimistic about the fight against Ebola?
I think that we are not doing what we need to be doing.
What are we supposed to be doing?
We should have we shouldn't be importing anybody from this area.
Right, yeah. No, don't let them come at all into the country.
Absolutely not. We should have a new CDC head. He blew it.
Yeah.
You know, he let nurses get sick.
Those nurses are getting Nurse Vinson and
you
Nurse.
See, what I'm concerned about.
Better.
I'm not so much concerned that people are going to get Ebola. I'm concerned that if we have more cases in America, it's going to overwhelm the healthcare services.
Right.
Look what we know already. One single patient closed down the emergency department of a major hospital, one of 5 in Dallas. Mm-hmm. So as we see, by December, they're expecting that the numbers are going to be 10,000 new cases a week. If we don't have a travel ban from that area, we're going to have more cases. And guarantee the next single case that comes from Western Africa to America, there definitely will be a travel ban. So why not get ahead of it?
Well, because they're all politics all the time.
Sadly.
9,900 plus confirmed cases, almost 5,000 deaths in these areas.
10,000 they admit to. They think probably 15,000 cases and about 5,000 deaths already. It has a fatality rate of 60-70%.
All travelers coming to the country will be actively monitored for 21 days. What does that mean? How do you monitor somebody? Is
it a good question?
Come to your door and take your temperature? What do they do?
These are not the people who work in the airport. Are they doctors? How can they diagnose? Even the emergency room doctor had a problem diagnosing this disease. Do you really trust them to diagnose these people at the airport?
This is folly. All right. Good news about beer or for beer drinkers, right?
Absolutely. This is out of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. Beer guzzling guys, Doug, can increase their chances of becoming a father if they drink a couple of beers each day. But downing few cups of coffee each day cut a guy's chance of making a baby.
I'm telling you, man, they should have just come to me for all of these. I could have told them that years ago.
That beer was good for babies?
Absolutely. Good for the bar. You see lots of babies getting ready to be made.
It doubles the chances of a man becoming a father. But caffeine can harm sperm.
Really?
Oh.
All right.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Happy haunts materialize.
I'm in to vocalize. Great grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Bare naked ladies, my brother.
Now don't
great.
Close your eyes and don't try.
Oh, I've forgotten this.
Hide or a silly spook.
Grim grinning ghosts.
Side, shrouded in a daft disguise. They pretend to terrorize.
Great grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Right. One of the more creative groups of the last 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
All right, so the story, or a couple of different stories at DougStephan.com. Actually, the results of yesterday's poll. We had a video of the day yesterday that featured dozens of cats and dogs decked out in a costume for Halloween. It was very, very clever, very nicely done. So we asked whether or not you dress up your pets for Halloween. 41% said, no, I never dress my pets up. 21% said, sometimes I find a really good pet costume. 20% of you said, yes, they love it almost as much as I do. 18% said, I have before, but they didn't like it. That would be my story with Charlotte. She's not big on that sort of thing.
Although, when you have a 7-year-old daughter, you have no choice but right. to go get a costume for your pugs.
And dress them up. Right.
Oh, you're so soft.
Why did you stop the music, Richie? Was it over?
Yeah, the song ended. You want another
really?
One?
Yeah, let's have another one.
Oh, you know what? Here's one for you, Doug.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
Remember seeing that movie as a kid and scared the living you-know-what out of me. Bing Crosby in the song from The Headless Horseman. People remember that. Hey, what happened to that TV show that was all about the headless horseman? That
Sleepy Hollow. It's still on.
Yeah. Is it? Okay. Somebody asked me last week, what's the scariest movie that I've ever seen?
Yeah.
And I said it was Ghost Story with Bing Crosby and who's the Grape Walnuts guy and Eat Your Oats and Barley guy.
Wilford Brimley.
Man, let me tell you something. If you're looking for a scary Ghost Story style movie, Ghost Story with Bing Crosby is about the scariest thing you'll watch.
I've never seen real scary. Real bad scary for me was Fantasia. Rise
it was like a dancing mop, Doug.
It was
really
scary stuff. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Laugh.
I just did.
There's a story at DougStephan.com about a British company that's marketing the zombie fortification cabinet, dubbed the world's first and only certified zombie-proof cabin. Tiger Log Cabins unveiling the Zombie Fortification Cabin, or ZFC-1, on their website for the starting price of $112,000. Delivery is free. Installation is $20,000. Cabin comes with a 10-year anti-zombie guarantee. The website states customers must present medical evidence of the presence of a real zombie to collect on the guarantee. Basic cabin package includes barbed wire, reinforced windows, an escape hatch, a storage unit, and an upper deck with a 360-degree vantage point for spotting the undead. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Buyers can also get security cameras, riot protection gear, and a mental exam. That's what they ought to be getting for that baby. So that's a story at Doug Stephan. All this time of year, all this crazy stuff comes out. Here's another one. Richie.
Yeah.
A craft brewer in Colorado has bought up all of Count Chocula. I was talking about this a little bit. If you're missing Count Chocula out in Colorado, it's because this guy's bought it all up. They're trying to make beer. The back, say it again, Doug, Black Bottle Brewery Company in Fort Collins bought all of the inventories of Count Chocula. Let's see here. This
chocolate is very, very popular in craft brews, yeah.
Black Bottle General Manager Steve Merrick says, I wasn't sure if this was a joke or not.
Yeah, a friend of mine makes a peanut butter and chocolate, like a Reese's Cup flavored beer. It's really good.
Wow. All right. So check that story out at DougStephan.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Good day goodies in this half hour include a visit from Dr. Joy Brown, who's going to help you understand how to know when somebody really loves you. Question of the day, the week, the month for many of you, many of us. So maybe she can help us figure that all out. Meanwhile, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, Richie,
yes,
has been told he's going to have to testify at the Ray Rice appeal hearing.
Why?
Well, you know who Goodell reminds me of? Network, the actor Daniels. What's his first name?
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels, yeah. Who's a good actor. That's a great show, by the way. This is the last season of it. It's been very good, very stimulating. But anyway, back to Goodell. Somebody familiar with the case says that an arbiter has ruled that Goodell has to testify in the appeal of his indefinite suspension. Didn't we have some conversation yesterday or the day before about the suspension being over before he could play or vice versa? What was that, Kenny? What were we on to on? Was it Monday?
It could, theoretically, in the next couple of weeks, it could be over.
Mm-hmm. His suspension.
If the team will take him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he could do indefinite good suspension. For a lot of teams.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was indefinite.
It was an indefinite suspension, so the league would have to lift it, and that's what they're appealing. And
yeah.
You know what? Two things here. A friend of mine works for the NFLPA.
Richie, calm down. You're so excited. You want to get into this. So.
Players Association. And I've emailed him a couple of times. I'm like, how in the world do you defend this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously he can't say anything, but, right. You know, it's their job. They are there to defend the players.
Right.
And
like the L.A. School District Union defending a guy who's
going
to turn
around
to the class. Yeah.
And, and then the other thing, let's say he does get the suspension lifted.
Mm.
Philadelphia hired a dog murderer.
What's a white beater? You know, right?
Forget, especially because his wife is still with him. But let me just tell you how subpar the NFL is. I don't even know if you guys heard this story, but in Los Angeles on Monday, a story started circulating about Slava Voynov, who's a player, a defenseman, probably the Kings' second best defenseman, hockey, okay?
Yeah.
He was arrested on Sunday night, early Monday morning, 12:45 Monday morning, for domestic abuse or violence after his significant other was taken to a hospital and it was determined that he was the cause of her injuries, and so they arrest him. Right. Before the news even broke on Monday, the NHL had met with the players' union and had already suspended him clean and quick before news even broke of this on Monday at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you that the NHL did the right thing in a landscape that's changing, where this is becoming a reality with sports figures. That
well,
are getting
they see
this.
The number one sports league in the world, the NFL.
And how stupid the NFL
and
is.
And how they're getting you just hit over
and
the head.
Inept.
Well, here's the bad leadership. It's like the guy running the CDC.
There's
we don't have any better leadership in the NFL than we do in the government.
But now you have people being fired before they ever convicted of a crime.
Yep.
The accusation, now, granted, if you see videos of somebody beating somebody or strong ever, or somebody is obviously very battered and hurt, you know, you have some strong evidence. But, you know, when does the workplace start having a trial to determine whether we should suspend you or not? Mm. I mean, could you imagine going to your work and being arrested for drunk driving?
Yeah, no,
and your work firing you? If you're a UPS driver, yeah, maybe. But you're being convicted by your workplace before the court of law.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a tough guy. That's a tough place.
It is. All right, up next here, the story from the government. I'm going to make anecdotal reference to this, and then I'm going to move on because I think I said something about this yesterday, but it so bothers me. We all have been reading the story at DougStephan.com about this company in Connecticut that's making Ebola toys, and how gross that is. But yet they're big sellers.
Well, they've been doing this for years.
Yeah, this Ebola has been around since the 70s.
But right? These are educational things that they make for teachers to explain
to children. So they're not gross toys.
Right. This isn't something.
Sell the message. Then it's an educational toy.
So kind of like the frog that you get, where it's Velcro parts and you can dissect the frog.
Right. And it's parents that are buying these things.
Okay. So it's good then. Right? Yes or no? It's good.
I think so.
Okay.
Because nobody has the information. It's all fear.
Where do you get it? Yeah, that's okay. That's good.
So how do you talk to your kids?
You put a good spin on that. Thank you. And here I was yesterday, I think, is when I got off, and I didn't follow through on it yesterday. I thought, oh, this is gross. What you just said makes lots of sense. Thank you.
That was exactly how I reacted when I saw that story.
The first time.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, read between the lines. It's the 21 before the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Here is the most disturbing news of the week.
Yes. More disturbing than ISIS in Canada.
Yep.
More disturbing
yep.
than Ebola all
yep.
over the world.
Yep.
More disturbing
yep.
than
yep.
The 25 yep. different languages yep. being yep. available yep. to vote yep. in the United
yep.
States.
Yep, yep, yep.
All right,
yep.
give
yep.
it to
yep.
me.
Yep.
Hit me.
The United States government is wasting so much of your money. Finally, you can have a real-life headache realizing what, as we worry about the terror threat from the ISIS people, our various crises with Ebola, how much money is being spent on defense, the problems with the economy slowing down. You'll be very happy, no, to know that the United States of America spent your tax money to give rabbits a massage.
$10,000
at all
to study whether massages help rabbits.
They ought to try cats. Jennifer can help.
Yeah,
also, the United States government, through your tax largesse, is teaching sea monkeys to synchronize swim. That's another
I'd like to see
item.
That.
Yeah, you would. At your expense?
No.
No, okay. Whose expense? Not your expense.
No,
let's see.
It'd be a TV show.
Right. This, by the way, Representative, I think Senator Coburn from Oklahoma was the one who released a lot of this information about how much money. There's usually we have Tom. What's his name?
Tom Schatz.
Schatz.
The Center for Taxation. Whatever.
And every year they have
a horrible last name. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
The pig book. All right. So there are other things, though, that are just in this thing that would send you into the darkest of dark places. Just looking at these examples of the millions spent on what one attorney called the government's dirty little secret. Another administrative problem, leave for troublesome employees. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I don't think we attached numbers to it, though, did we? People who were being paid to not work, they just get rid of them. Did I just read that, or did we talk about it yesterday?
No, we were talking about it yesterday, how there was 50-some thousand people who had been...
54.
Yeah, who had been on unpaid leave for anywhere from a month to a year.
Get them out of the way.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's $750 million. Here's another one. The government spent $856,000 of your money to throw mountain lions on a treadmill and see what happened.
Well, that's another one I'd like to see. Uh-huh. That's kind of cool.
They spent $331,000 on a study.
You know what I'd like to see, in addition to that? See a politician on the treadmill in front of the mountain lion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Put your congressman on the treadmill and then put the mountain lion on behind him and see how fast each of them can run.
They spent $331,000 on a study that led to a mind-blowing discovery that hungry people get cranky and aggressive.
Really? Breaking news.
$90 million spent to promote U.S. culture around the world. Let's see here. $414,000 spent on an army video game that some in the intelligence community have worried could inadvertently train terrorists.
Jeez.
They spent last year $4.6 million to buy homes for Border Patrol agents in areas where there aren't many homes that they want Border Patrol agents. So they built them. Jeez, I'm telling you. And that, if I were at a town meeting where somebody wanted to get my vote for Congress, I'd be all over them with this crap. This is just, and we laugh about it.
But what's that going to do? You're right, Mr. Stephan, and I plan to do something about that. Please.
Never.
Vote for McFadden for Congress, folks. R. McFadden.
I'm going to fix everything.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Inn's Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvalueinn.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20 month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When somebody really loves you. Dr. Joy Brown is here, one of the most marvelous radio personalities in the country.
Marvelous.
She does things better and differently, because she's actually really a shrink. 855-99, what a concept. 855-99, Dr. Joy, number you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave your question. She will answer it on the air. You can also go to drjoy.com. How often do you talk or deal with the issue of people wondering if the person they love really loves them?
You know, it's an interesting question. I was just thinking about it. I don't know that I get asked that often. I'll tell you what I get, which is the manifestations, which is, I want to get married. He doesn't want to marry me. I think she may be cheating. We're not having sex as much. But I don't know that I've ever actually got asked the question of, you know, I love them. How do I find out if they love me? It's usually about sex or cheating or commitment.
Really? I think it's about emotions.
Well, no. I'm not arguing.
I understand.
I'm just saying that people don't actually ask that question of me.
Mm-hmm. Is it because if you are really in love, you don't need to? You know it?
Well, I think that's, you know, I'm not sure it's that as much. Is that I think you're both kind of right. That we have the sense, at least the fairy tale sense, that first of all, love is real, number one. And number two, you'll know it when you find it. And number three, that it's overwhelming. And, you know, the statement that love is blind, it may be that we don't worry so much about where they are as, you know, in the early stages of it, because we're just, as you say, so taken with the emotions, so overwhelmed by it. You know, and I'm just trying to think how to answer this in some kind of meaningful way.
I can tell you, know, now, dance around it three times.
Well, no,
times
I'm not. Well,
question.
But I'm saying, I don't know that, I mean, do you guys ask that question? Maybe it's more a male question. Yeah, have you ever said, gee, I love this person, I wonder if they love me?
No, I haven't.
I don't think people do. I think that in the early stages
The reason I asked is because there's sort of a realization that goes with it, frankly, and I'm not going to tell my story.
Is this a personal question, Doug? Are you asking this for yourself?
Always. They're always personal questions.
In this circumstance, I am, and I finally figured it out. And it was something that came about as a result of something that was tough. And the realization
none of this is making a whole lot of sense. Can we be a little more specific?
I want to be specific. The expression of emotion that came is what made me realize that.
I think, let me just sort of go off what you're saying, because I think I understand what you're saying, believe it or not, which is, I don't think we question love until we hit a snag.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do is we look at the snag, and I think there's several responses. One, which I would highly recommend, is to talk about the snag, because people express emotions in different ways. Some people are very touchy-feely, some people are very sexual, some people are very verbal, and some people are none of the above. So that it's assuming that we're going to express love in the same way, I think it's when our expectation of how someone who loves us is going to act is upset is when we question love. And I think we don't before that, Doug.
Well, I didn't question it, but I didn't really know it was true until this event took place. So, all right. That's good.
That's the same as not questioning.
We say that what?
We found true love. Yes.
Matches. I think it's called matches. 855-99-DR-JOY is the number to call her with your question.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Money Pit time on the radio. Money Pit radio program on the radio all weekend long. You don't have a set time. It's on the station to carry it all
it's
over.
It's on
the
whenever the station would like to air it.
Yeah, exactly.
But what we do have is a 24/7 live call center, so you can call your question in
right
anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Do you have to work for that 666?
And that call center is actually not in Mumbai. It's in Tom's kitchen.
Right. Tom Kreidler is the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, wants to help you make your home better. Thus, the answers to important questions from listeners coming right up here in a matter of moments on Good Day.
Did you know that Froggy, renowned morning show radio host, is living with a rare and potentially life-threatening hormonal disorder called acromegaly? The disease is caused by a non-cancerous pituitary tumor that produces too much growth hormone, which in turn triggers an overproduction of another hormone, insulin-like growth factor 1. Left uncontrolled, acromegaly can cause enlarged body parts and serious health issues like heart disease, colon cancer, and even death. Like many others, Froggy struggled for years before being properly diagnosed. Now he's sharing his story to educate people about acromegaly and how he's taken control of his health.
When I was finally diagnosed with acromegaly,
acromegaly, it came as a relief because I had lived for years with symptoms I couldn't explain. My hands, feet, and jaw grew significantly. I had horrible headaches, sweated profusely, and felt tired all the time. Since being diagnosed, I've had multiple surgeries and now understand how important it is to ensure my hormone levels are properly controlled. That's why I take monthly injections and go for regular checkups with my endocrinologist to monitor my hormone levels. I took control of my acromegaly. I encourage others to do the same.
To learn more about acromegaly and proper management of the disease, visit acromegalyinfo.com.
Tommy the K here on the Good Day program with important answers to home maintenance questions. I always love some of these things and these people. They really think them out. Alan, for example, writes, my house has skylights, 7 of them. Good for him. That's great to get all the light in. I wish I had more skylights in my house. But problem with his,
they leak.
And
they all leak.
To get rid of them. Mine don't leak.
Really?
Mine are better than yours.
Someday they'll leak.
Yeah, that's very nice. So what does he do? How does he fix this?
Skylights are sometimes like the tattoos of home improvement. They seem like a good idea at the time.
What a great line. Hold on a second. Let's not let one go. The tattoos of home improvement.
They seem like a good idea at the time.
That is the quote of the day. Everybody write that down. Kenny, post that on Facebook, please. Tom Kreitler says that the idea of skylights are the equivalent of tattoos. They seem like a good idea at the time.
Until
good.
They leak, right? Yeah, well, right. And it, the thing is,
and they all
skylights,
leak, don't they, Tom?
Well, no, here's the thing. The skylights will leak if they are the kind that are flush with the roof.
Ah.
There's two types of skylights. The cheap ones are flush with the roof, right? The better ones are curved, where they sit up about 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a curved skylight and it's properly flashed, it almost never leaks. It would be very, very rare for it to leak. And if Alan wants to get rid of those skylights, just to close that roof in is more work than replacing them with good quality skylights. Because think about it. You got to put the sheathing in. You got to reframe the opening inside, the drywall, the tape, the spackle, the paint. I would just replace those, Alan, with good quality curved skylights. Anderson, Pella, Velux all make good quality curb skylights with flashing kits.
All right, I got a question. Teacher, I got a question.
Yes, Douglas.
As you mentioned what you just did, I was thinking about we're trying to figure out how to put those really good quality glass storm doors on the back of the house. I have those, I have doors that no matter what we do with them, they seem to get out of shape.
Right.
They're made out of wood. So I was told that you got to go to Home Depot or any place that sells these Anderson doors.
I
don't know how to measure them. Do you have to get somebody to come and measure them? I don't know. I mean,
no. There's actually a website that Anderson has that where they give you the specs for that. I'll send you the link. You can put it on DougStephan.com. But I actually have one of the Anderson storm doors, and I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, they're very rugged quality.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can see everything with it. To me, I'm tired of the doors getting swollen. And they stink.
And when are they going to come up with something better than those hydraulic door for the things to make the door?
Yeah.
They never last.
Yeah. Door stopper.
Well, the thing about this Anderson door is it has two of those, one at the top and one at the bottom, so they last a little longer that way.
I might get two, but I'm still having to replace them.
But I was told it was hard to measure them because they have to fit. Don't they have to fit just right?
Well, no, but all these doors today are custom-made, Doug. I mean, there's no such thing almost as a standard door.
Yeah.
They make them out of the factory to fit your door. So you just have to measure and put your measurements in, and that's what you order.
And what do they cost?
I'm going to say around $300.
I just bought one.
Ooh.
About what it was.
Front door, back door?
Front door, yeah.
Really?
Storm door.
So now when I come visit you, I can just walk through the door while making it like it's not. Yeah, that's the only thing.
It's a good door, but those hydraulic hinges, they still, they don't work.
Well, what else are you going to use, though? Come up with a better idea.
Yeah, exactly.
You can go on my Dimensions.
It takes the kids' ankles off every time.
Great.
What?
Tom Kreitler, call in your question to 888-MONEY-PIT. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael 48. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.